The gold might be on top at first.
Todd Bonshire is manager of Monroe Park, a restored 18th century gold mining camp in Gold Vein, Virginia.
And you want the gold to go to all the way down to the bottom of the pan.
A historian by training, he teaches visitors about the rich history of gold mining in the area and how to pan for gold.
It's amazing how many people have started coming here to buy prospecting equipment and to find places in the area to go prospecting, especially now that the price of gold is near $1,800 an ounce. The interest has just skyrocketed.
In 1782, Thomas Jefferson wrote in his notes on Virginia that a man found a piece of quartz with gold in it near Fredericksburg, and gold fever spread across the state. In the early 19th century, there were 19 gold mines in the immediate area. But during World War II, gold mines were deemed not essential and were shut down.
Well, this is some quartz from the area.
Gold is found inside quartz rock that runs in a belt along the eastern United States. Miners would have to dig out thousands of kilograms of rock to find a few ounces of gold trapped in the crevices.
Right here, there's a little crevice, and you can see that there's some pyrite in there. Somebody popped this open, and there was a nice little pocket. The gold would also be found similar to this inside a big piece of quartz. The gold that's still out there gets washed down into the streams.
Today, prospectors pan for gold. Years of rain and snow have broken up the quartz rock and washed the gold into streams.
By shaking it, all the lighter materials float up to the top. All the heavier materials, which would be your gold, and also a substance called black sand, which is iron-based, that all sinks down to the bottom of the pan.
Gold is 19 times heavier than water. The larger, less dense materials float out of the pan, leaving heavier materials behind.
Including the gold, right there.
But prospecting is not easy.
Bill Oliver?
Bill Oliver has taken it up as a retirement hobby.
When did you get that?
Oliver is a member of the Northern Virginia Gold Prospectors Club. He says they had 10 new members at their last meeting, all looking to cash in on rising gold prices. But Oliver says big finds are rare.
And all the gold will stay in the bottom. You never know when you're going to find a nugget. You might find one. Nobody's found one for about 2 years down here, but there's nuggets down there. We just haven't found them.
For him, prospecting is just an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors.
I probably haven't found, $20 worth in the past year. It's not a money-making hobby.
And then you take it?
For most, the draw is still just the thrill of the hunt.
I found a pink!
Found a pink one?
Right.
Yay, that's Amazonite.
And the dream that one day you just might find that big nugget. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Goldville, Virginia.
I had one, too.
Excellent.